Joining us in studio is Anne Matthews. Hello, Anne, and
Hi,
welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's so lovely that you're here.
It's lovely to be here with you.
You just look like you belong in this environment.
Well, I know radio. I've been in it for a long time.
Okay, so Anne, let me give you a little bit of background. Anne was the lady who ran the for another radio station. She ran. They had a helpline that was set up, I think, in the 1980s, and she ran that very, very closely for 13 years. The radio station changed direction. They wanted to be something else. It was no longer a priority. And so there's been this vacuum, really, for many, many years. And so Chai FM stepped up to the plate, and we're going to be starting a helpline. Okay, so firstly, can I ask you to just come a little bit closer to the mic? Thanks, Anne. Who is going to be able to use the helpline?
Well, Kathy, basically the concept of the Chai FM helpline is to give people an opportunity to talk to someone so that they don't feel so isolated. Many people live alone.
Yes.
Many people are isolated. And really, we're just going to be a telephone call away from them being able to talk to very well-trained volunteers. So who will do the counseling?
You know, I think one of the things that is always a worry is, will somebody recognize me? You know, especially if it's run by, or the counselors are people who are from the community.
Sure.
You know, I need a safe space where I can kind of offload and just, you know, have my say, but, you know, will I be recognized?
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of the helpline, is that it's totally confidential and nobody needs to give their name. It's totally confidential.
And you don't even when you call, you don't need to give your name?
No. You can just say, hello, I need to speak to somebody, this is my problem. So it's a very big advantage, because often people don't want to say, I'm so-and-so, I'm phoning, this is my problem. So this is a key thing in the helpline. The other thing that I need to stress, Kathy, is that we're not an advice center. We don't give people advice and tell them what to do. We work with them in a counseling situation and help them to reach their own decisions. But we provide a lot of empathy, support. We listen very carefully. That's our role.
And when you say that you don't give advice, that you give counseling and support, is there follow-up counseling?
Well, very often what happens is, depending on what the problem is, the volunteers will refer the caller for longer-term counseling. We've got a lot of community resources. So that is really what happens, and quite often. So you can really say we're the bridge between a caller and maybe long-term counseling.
When are we going live with it, Anne?
We're hoping middle of August.
That's quite soon.
Yeah.
That's really soon.
I'm really concerned about the level of training being given to volunteers, because I think people who phone could be in potentially hugely fragile emotional states.
Yes.
And all it takes is one wrong word and the results could be really not what one wanted. Is the training...
The training will be done by FAMHSA, Family Life Center, which is recognized, has been recognized for many, many years. And one of their specialities is training. So we've got a very comprehensive training outline, and it will take place over about 2 months. So the volunteers will definitely receive good training. And if we see that somebody isn't doing what they should be doing, or they're not suitable, we would need to take them off the program.
You said that you've had very, very high caliber of people responding to become counselors.
Mm.
I think that's amazing. So you're still looking for counselors to train?
We are looking for counselors. We're looking for people who really want to volunteer and who are empathic and compassionate, and to give back to the community.
All right. So if you think that you would like, or if you know, I think it's more than a think, I think it's a know, that you would like to be a counselor for the Chai FM helpline, then pop an email to helpline@chaifm.com. All right. And we'll get in touch with Anne. that way, and she'll send you all the documentation, and that's how you start the process.
Yeah.
All right. The cost of the training has been covered, so you won't have to pay for that. But you do need to commit for 1 year, you said.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And if I can just say this, Kathy, I think it's important. We want to see ourselves as a friend to the community.
100%. I mean, Chai FM is a companion to,
exactly,
to many, many, many people.
Yes, that's why we partnered together.
Yeah, 100%. And Matthews, thank you very, very
My
much.
My pleasure.
And I wish you a good winter.
Thank you very much, and you.